I want to speak to Claire Nasir, who's from the Met Office. Claire, good morning.
Morning, Frank. How are you?
Claire, I am very, very well. I'm shocked by this research that you guys have done, mm-hmm. suggesting that children as young as six are on sunbeds.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? It really is. And 4% of children in 4% of parents have never applied sun cream to their children. It's just crazy, really, that we're not practicing safe sun.
It's beyond belief. I'm looking out the window, of course, on the wettest day that we've had in a long time. Mm-hmm. We maybe should have had this conversation a few days ago. But on the wet days like today, mm-hmm. when they're not getting blistered and sunburned, the ma's and da's are prepared to send them to the sun tanning parlour. I'm sure they're not going to get into a sun tanning parlour at 6 to 11 years of age, but they'll have the kit in their own bedrooms at home, and you can see the purple light through the window, and the youngsters are on there getting bronzed. Have they not listened to any of the advice?
I mean, this advice has been going on for many, many years now, but this is the most scary fact, to be honest, Frank. Being painfully sunburned as a child just once every 2 years triples your child's risk of skin cancer as an adult. So we've got to raise our game and be far more responsible when it comes to protecting our children against harmful UV rays.
Why are the parents not listening, do you reckon?
I don't know why they're not, but to be honest, with the thing with UV, Frank, is that, as you know, you can't see it, you can't feel it, unlike sunlight. So really, it's sometimes too late and you are burnt. And many people don't know, even on cloudy days, you can still get burnt. Any time from March to October, when those UV levels start rising rapidly from moderate to high to very high. So really, it's a case of raising awareness about this, remembering to slap on some sun cream at the beginning of the day, and suggesting to your children that they play in the shade during the middle part of the day between 11 and 3 p.m.
Now, most parents, of course, are sensible and they are aware of this, and they'll be sending their children to summer camps and summer schemes.
Yeah.
It's very often the weather is good. As you say, it doesn't even have to be good for there to be some danger. There are concerns and worries from the leaders of the events that, you know, if a youngster's there, they don't want to be putting on suntan lotion or sun cream on a child. They don't want to be rubbing the child's shoulders, etc., etc.
Yeah.
It's very often a good idea for mom and dad to give permission to the team leader to put on the sun cream, because it can be the difference between health and lack of health.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, I've got a little girl who's 7 years old, and she, you know, she loves being outside at any time, really, whether it's cloudy, sunny, or a bit rainy. But I always cover her up. I've got those swimsuits which have long arms, which it goes a long way. And certainly she takes sun cream to school as well. Interestingly enough, this research has suggested also that a lot of parents just don't think about putting sun cream on their children. And above the age of 6 or 7, they expect their kids to do it themselves. And obviously, you know, even with my husband, when we're abroad, I like to slap it on for him because he misses areas and he can go a bit pink. So this is really interesting research. And from my point of view, it just raises awareness, not only that you have to practice safe sun, but also to check out that all-important UV forecast. Now, the Met Office app has that forecast every day. It's an hourly forecast, whether the UV levels are low, moderate, high, or very high. It's not just about solar elevation, as we know. It's lots of other factors as well, which the Met Office calculates. So you can't just poke your head out the window and go, oh, yes, UV levels are going to be this today. We don't know. We need to be told by the experts. So check out the Met Office app. And lots of great information. We're working in partnership with the NHS. So hashtag CoverUpMate is their campaign. And on their website, they've got some great advice as well.
Claire, always good speaking to you, and continued success on the telly and all of that. Thanks
and
for your
you
time this
well,
morning.
Frank.
Thank you. Claire Nasir there from the Met Office, giving, okay, you might think irrelevant information to us on a day like today, but the sun will return, and it doesn't have to be absolutely high in the noon sky to be burning you or your kids. And my goodness, if you're heading off to the airport to go on holiday, please have the factor with you. And use it regularly, because the sun is seriously a very dangerous thing.